Welcome to The Deep Dive, a deeper look at sermons from Faithway Fellowship Baptist Church.
Glad to be here for another great discussion.
Yeah, and right off the bat, I want to remind you that you can find full sermons on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or, you know, you could just direct yourself right over to the website, faithwayfbc.com, for more information.
Super easy to find.
Exactly. So today, we are diving into a really powerful sermon by Pastor Tim Travis. It's titled He Lives, and it focuses heavily on Luke chapter 24.
Oh, and just a quick translation note for everyone listening. Pastor Tim Travis uses the King James Version, or the KJV, for his biblical texts. So we'll be referencing the KJV text as well throughout this deep dive.
Right. Keep us on the same page. Now, to hook you right into this, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried putting together like one of those massive 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzles?
Oh, man. Don't remind me.
Right. But doing it completely without the box, like no reference picture at all to guide you, just this huge bag of disconnected shapes.
I mean, that's just an exercise in sheer frustration. You're dumping out this pile of random colors and edge pieces with absolutely zero context for how they're supposed to form an image.
And staring at that chaotic mess of pieces is exactly where we're starting this deep dive today. Our core mission here is to explore this human tendency we all have to carry around unmet expectations.
Yeah, and the danger of what Pastor Tim Travis calls spiritual amnesia.
Exactly. Plus, we're going to look at how understanding a present tense victory fundamentally changes the way you face your daily anxieties.
So to set the foundation, Pastor Tim Travis starts the message right at the empty tomb in Luke 24.
Right.
The women arrive super early in the morning, right? And they're carrying spices to anoint the body of Jesus. So they're doing the right preparation, putting in all this physical and emotional effort, but they're preparing for the completely wrong thing.
Yeah, and the KJV uses this specific word to describe their reaction when they get there and find the stone rolled away. It says they were perplexed.
Perplexed.
It's just such a heavy, universally relatable state of being. Pastor Tim Travis points out that our world is just full of people walking around right now,
yeah,
completely perplexed because, well, they're operating under false or unmet expectations.
It happens everywhere.
Oh, for sure. He even brings up marriage, noting that like false expectations are actually a huge catalyst for separation. You walk in thinking, I expected you to do this. I expected life to look like that. And when reality just doesn't match your internal script, there's this massive fracture.
Because we constantly build these internal narratives, right? It's like a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
We think if we can just script out how our life or our relationships are going to go, then we have control.
But we don't.
We don't. And when reality shatters that script, we're just left holding those disconnected puzzle pieces. Which ties right back into a great anecdote Pastor Tim Travis tells about a thrift store puzzle.
Oh, I loved this part.
Yeah, so a man buys a 1,000-piece puzzle at a thrift store. It literally just comes in a clear plastic bag.
No box at all.
Right? No box, no reference picture whatsoever. And the guy gets about halfway through and just hits a wall of utter confusion because he has absolutely no idea how the remaining fragments are supposed to fit together.
And Pastor Tim Travis uses this to explain that Jesus, the Word made flesh, is meant to be our reference picture. So when we face sickness or financial woes or with just global unrest, he says we have to come back to that reference point to see how the pieces fit.
Even if the full picture won't make sense until eternity.
Right, exactly. Like in eternity, God will show us how taking road A versus taking road B played out. But I actually want to interject with a bit of pushback here.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because it's really easy to say, hey, just look at the picture on the box when things are relatively calm,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But when you're in the middle of a terrifying health crisis, or you're checking a bank account that is deep in the red, which Pastor Tim Travis actually specifically mentions, it feels like you've just been handed a bunch of completely blank puzzle pieces. So how does a spiritual reference point actually help you deal with an immediate, real-world physical crisis?
That's a really fair question. And the pastor addresses that tension by bringing in Psalm 62, verse 5.
Okay.
It says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him."
So if you synthesize what he's saying here, the reference point isn't about getting immediate answers to your earthly problems. It's not a magic wand.
Right. It doesn't just instantly deposit money into your checking account.
Exactly. It's about shifting your ultimate expectation from flawed human outcomes, which will always let you down, to God's ultimate provision.
Okay, so moving the expectation from the circumstance to the creator of the circumstance.
Bah.
But if that reference point is so powerful, why do we lose it the second trouble starts? Which brings us to what Pastor Tim Travis calls spiritual amnesia.
We just forget.
We do, like the angels of the tomb. They literally ask the women, why seek ye the living among the dead? And then they give this command. Remember how he spake unto you.
Because Jesus had told them three times, he told them he would be crucified and rise, but nobody listened.
Nobody remembered.
Yep.
And the pastor gave some pretty funny, relatable examples of this kind of daily forgetfulness, like, frantically looking for the glasses that are currently sitting on top of your head.
Oh, I do that all the time. Or walking into the kitchen, opening the fridge, and just totally forgetting why you even went in there.
Yes. Or my favorite, his anecdote about his wife making that Mexican potato soup.
Oh, yeah.
He goes back for a second bowl. And she completely cuts him off. He's like, I have full control. You can trust me. And she just looks at him and says, no, you don't. You have no control.
It's hilarious. But he uses that lighthearted forgetfulness to introduce a much more serious diagnosis, which is spiritual anemia.
Spiritual anemia.
Right. He notes that so many people complain that God isn't doing his part, but they aren't doing their part at all. Like, there's no Bible reading, no church attendance, no meditation.
So they have no spiritual muscle memory.
Exactly. And without that conditioning, trust is incredibly hard. He shared that analogy about the camp trust fall.
Oh, where he refused to fall backward into the teenager.
Yeah. He said there was no way he was crossing his arms and dropping his 200-pound body backward into a group of high schoolers.
I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But it's true. Trust in the unknown goes against every survival instinct we have. Makes me think of an analogy.
Let's hear it.
This spiritual amnesia, it sounds like having the literal answer key to a massive final exam sitting right in your pocket.
Okay.
But you're so panicked by the ticking clock in the room that you completely forget it's there.
Yeah.
So is our lack of trust just a symptom of our panic?
I think that's exactly it. And the sermon gives us the perfect example of that panic response with Peter.
Oh, right.
Initially, when the women report the empty tomb, Peter completely dismisses it. The scripture says he called their words idle tales, just made up stories.
The panic blinded him.
But then look at his transformation. Later in life, when Peter writes his letters, he says they were eyewitnesses and emphatically states they were not following cunningly devised fables. Trust is what moves us from the paralyzing fear of that upper room.
Hiding behind locked doors.
Right. To the bold joy we see Peter displaying in the book of Acts.
Wow. But moving from the internal struggle of trust to the external worries of the future, Pastor Tim Kravis ties this to the physical stone at the tomb.
In Mark 16, yeah.
Yeah, the women are walking to the tomb and they're stressing over this one massive detail. Who shall roll the stone away for us?
It's a giant boulder.
Right. But when they actually look up, the boulder is already moved, those pre-rolled stones.
It's amazing how much energy we waste pre-worrying about things God has already handled, which connects directly to Philippians 4.6, be careful for nothing.
And Pastor Tim Travis points out that careful here in the KJV doesn't mean being cautious. It means being full of care, full of worry or fear.
Handing those worries over is what allows God's peace to protect your heart, which he defines as the control center of your intellect, emotion, and will, and your mind.
Yeah, he made that joke about the OCD feeling of, did I lock the door? Did I turn off the iron? We've all been there.
Oh, absolutely.
But then he dives into 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55 to 57. O death, where is thy sting? And he emphasizes this crucial grammatical point in the verse. It says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory.
Yes, giveth.
The KJV word giveth is present tense. It isn't will give in the future. It's a victory you possess right now.
It's a present reality.
Which brings up a pop culture analogy the pastor used that I have to mention. He brought up Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, of course.
Like how Chuck Norris always swoops in as the ultimate hero, delivers a roundhouse kick, and instantly makes everything fine. And we all want a Chuck Norris to just roundhouse kick our problems away.
Yeah.
But Pastor Tim Travis is very honest. He admits that life is tough, and we regularly get beat up and beat down. So I have to push back again. How do we reconcile being actively, currently beat down by life with possessing this present tense victory?
Well, synthesizing what he's saying, the victory is internal and eternal. It's not some magic exemption from earthly pain. Jesus is the ultimate hero because he overcame the grave itself. Romans 6.9 says death hath no more dominion over him.
So the absolute worst case scenario, death is permanently defeated.
Exactly. And if the worst case scenario is already defeated, that completely reframes all your other earthly problems. They hurt, yes, but they are temporary.
Okay, so if the ultimate worst-case scenario is defeated, that completely changes how you experience the present moment.
It changes everything. And we see this on the road to Emmaus in Luke 24.
Right, the disciples are walking along devastated.
And Jesus rebukes them for being slow of heart. Then he expounds on all the scriptures concerning himself. Pastor Tim Travis stresses this to prove that Jesus is present throughout the entire Old Testament, Moses and the prophets.
He's woven into the whole architecture.
Exactly. And unlike other belief systems that worship dead founders or millions of ever-changing deities, Christianity serves a living savior, a savior who willingly laid down his life.
Right. The pastor reminded us that in the garden, Jesus actually had to remind the mob to arrest him. He held the power to just blow them into oblivion.
He was in total control.
Which leads to this fantastic sports analogy. Pastor Tim Travis said to think about how much pressure is taken off when you already know the final score of a game you're watching.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're racing dirt bikes, and you know before you even start that you're guaranteed to win. The bumps on the track are still there, but Christians already know the end of the book.
The pressure evaporates.
But wait. If knowing the final score takes the pressure off,
yeah.
Why do so many people still walk around looking completely defeated?
Well, it goes right back to the pastor's call to action. People look defeated because they don't prioritize their spiritual growth. They have that spiritual anemia. So he gives some very specific challenges to the listener. He says, pray for 10 minutes instead of 5. Read 4 chapters of the Bible instead of 2. Memorize scripture. Be faithful in church attendance, and critically turn off the filth of the world to focus your mind on the holy.
Building that spiritual muscle memory.
Exactly.
Well, let's wrap this up. We've covered a lot today, but the core theme here is that we don't have to live with the perplexity of unmet expectations or wander around with spiritual amnesia.
Because the stone is already rolled away.
Right. The victory is present tense. And that leaves us with a final provocative thought for you to take away today. It builds on this idea of knowing the final score.
Okay.
If you knew with 100% absolute certainty that the final chapter of your personal story ends in ultimate victory and joy, how would that change the way you read the painful, confusing, or mundane chapter you are living right now?
Oh.
Would the suspense and the anxiety of your current struggles actually transform into curiosity? Just something to mull over.
That's a powerful way to look at it.
It really is. Well, thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us. And remember one last time, for more information and to hear the full sermons from Pastor Tim Travis, you can visit the Faithway Fellowship Baptist Church website at faithwayfbc.com.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Catch you next time.